just had natural coordination. I mean, everybody doesn't have good coordination, but he did. And I think that that was probably developed a great deal when he was at St. Mary's with Brother Matthias, this monk. And he took a great interest in Daddy. He was almost like a father to him. Daddy loved Brother Matthias, and he was the one who introduced Daddy to baseball and helped him learn what the game was all about. And then, of course, he was the one who got a hold of Jack Dunn, who was, at the time was the owner of the Baltimore Orioles, which was an international. It was not a major league team. It was an international league. But anyway, he got a hold of Jack Dunn. He says, "I got a kid." This is at the time, I guess Daddy was maybe 18 years old, and he would have had to stay there until he was 21. And he said, "I got a kid that I think you ought to come over and take a look at. He's got a lot of natural ability, and I think you could use him." So Jack Dunn came over, and he watched Daddy hit a few balls right out over the fences around around St. Mary's. And he said to Brother Matthias, "Well, you're right." He said, "That kid is great." And he said, "I'd like to have him on the team." So he had to sign papers that he would be his guardian. Of course, after he went with the Boston Red Sox and started making money, he didn't make very much the first year or so, but they realized his value, so they raised his salary, and he bought Brother Matthias a car. And oh, he said he went to St. Mary's when he was in Baltimore. And I think he must have driven the car over. And he said, "Brother Matthias," he says, "I got something outside I'd like to show you." And he said, "Sure, George, what is it?" And he went out, and Daddy dropped the keys in his hand. And he says, "This is yours." And Brother Matthias, Daddy said he was absolutely speechless. He was just so overcome. But Daddy did. He really did love Brother Matthias.